Okay, my friends, welcome to chapel. We're going to get started here this morning. If you smell some good food, that is because there is a funeral going on later this afternoon. They're having a luncheon for the family at noon. So we want to make the most of our time so we can make sure we're out of the way before the folks come there at noon. So again, welcome. Last chapel before break. You ready for a little break next week? Good, good. Don't forget, when you come back, very quickly, just a week or so after you come back, our Spiritual Formation Conference will take place. So, again, just review that email that you received for the schedule that day or for that week, and be praying for that time. And with spring break in mind, some of you, I know, are going to a few different places spring break on short-term mission trips. So, John Harkness, if you come up. And I know there's some other folks. Would you tell us who else is going to New Orleans?
If I can remember their names. Jesse Waller, Donovan Bronner, Sarah Patterson, Rachel, Danny. Yeah, stand up if I call your name. There's one more. My brain just shut off. Yeah. And Shelby, thank you. So...
John's all set. He's got his rattle. Yeah. Is that a prayer rattle of some kind? What is it? Okay. So if you're going to any other short-term mission trip, like I think there's a few going to Mexico, right? If you're doing any other short-term mission trip, stand up. Andrea, go ahead, stand up. Rusty, Tacy, okay, whoever's going on a short-term mission trip next week, doesn't matter, you know, where it is, but we want to pray for you. So Taylor's going to come and lead us in prayer for you and for some other missionaries as well. So let's pray together.
Okay, today I'm going to be praying for the missionaries in the Philippines, specifically the Long family, Jeff and Colleen, and their 5 children. And basically their ministry is they have set up an orphanage for children, and they're going to be building schools. They build wells, and they've set up 2 orphanages already, and they're making their 3rd one. They're also going to make a place to teach young women how to do hair and sew. And so I just want to pray for their children and for their family and their ministry. So. Dear Lord Jesus, I just thank you today for what you've done for us, and God, that we can go out and we can share your word with everyone. And I just want to pray for the missionaries in the Philippines. I want to pray for the Longs, God, that you bless their family and continue to grow their children to follow you. And I just pray that when they're building their new children's homes, that you'll be with them and help it to be built on a strong foundation, that they would have the clothes and shoes and supplies that they need for the kids. And I just pray that you would just bless their efforts over there and help many children to come to knowledge of you and how much you really do love them. And God, I just want to pray for all the people who are going on short-term missions trips starting this week and next week. God, I just pray that you'd be with them and bless them. Help them to be sensitive to your voice and follow you wherever you lead them. And I just pray that many, many people would be brought into the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Amen.
Am I on? Hello. Good morning. Have you ever felt broken? Yes. Maybe you felt like there was a wall between you and Jesus. Or maybe there was a wall, maybe that wall was also extending to your walk with helping others and reaching the lost today. Today I'm going to share also, part of my sermon is going to be with a PowerPoint I'm going to share also. And the challenge today is tearing down those walls that are stopping and hindering us from Jesus, from reaching out to the lost. In homiletics class, I've been preaching a five-part sermon. This is sermon number 4. I wanted to take a step back and just share the last 3 sermons that I preached in homiletics class. The first one was about forgiveness. I preached on the unforgiving servant that Jesus taught in one of his parables, how important it is to forgive others as they forgive you. If you do not forgive, it's going to be kind of hard for, you know, Christ to forgive you. The second one I preached about was God's will and how important it is to follow Christ in our everyday lives. The third one was about the love of the Father and having the same kind of love for Him and others. And also, you know, allowing Christ to change your heart within in that love and not staying the same. Today, we're going to talk about getting past those walls so that we can reach the lost. Not lost in such as just the people that are not saved. That is very important, and that is why we're here. But also your brothers and sisters in Christ that may be lost, that may be astray, that may have backslidden, that may be in sin. It is our job to also reach out to our fellow brothers and sisters. So the title of this sermon is Getting Past the Walls to Reach the Lost. But we also got to remember that salvation is through Christ, and that's why it's so essential to tear down those walls so you can help others. The time is now to reach the lost sheep. Wow, okay. Well, when media doesn't work that well, always improvise. The NIV translation says out of Isaiah 53:6, "We are all like sheep, and we have gone astray. And each of us has turned away, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Y'all are probably wondering, why am I standing behind this wall? Which y'all are basically, this is the wall that represents what we have in our lives and the walls that we need to tear down. We'll get back to this later. This is also going to be a little interactive here, too. I do have a question, and if you all want to raise your hands in response. How many of you know your nursery rhymes and Bible history? Hopefully pretty much everybody knows their Bible history and some nursery rhymes. How many of you know Humpty Dumpty that sat on the wall? Do you realize what happened to Humpty Dumpty while he was sitting on the wall? If you all know it, he fell down. All the king's men couldn't put him back together again. Are you familiar with the Little Bo Peep nursery rhyme? Awesome. Now, do you know what happened? Those that have not read Little Bo Peep. Well, she lost her sheep, but the sheep did come back home to her. Did all of you know that David was a shepherd? A little Bible history here. Hopefully everybody knew that. If not, you might want to take Old Testament again. But did you know David, as a shepherd, he watched over the sheep, and if a bear or a lion or an animal came and snatched the sheep, he would chase after the animal, and he would slay the animal. Do you know what that he was doing? He was being a protector. He was being a rescuer when he was shepherding over his sheep. On the next slide. At this time, if everybody would please stand up, take some time to stretch, get the blood flowing. I do not want anyone sleeping. I do call people out if they are sleeping in chapel. This morning, we'll be reading out of Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. I'll give everyone just a few seconds to find that. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them?" So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, and if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Y'all may be seated. This time we'll go ahead and just offer a quick prayer to God. Dear God, I just ask that you can be with us today, that we can not only just hear the words that you have for us to say in your word, but also to apply it to our lives, to have it in our hearts every day of our lives. And Father, if any words be of me, that you just delete it from everyone's brain. But if whatever words are from you, that we may remember it and put it into action. Thank you, Lord. And I ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And on the next slide, the wall. Kind of like I had a wall up here that was started preaching, you know, that was in front of me, like a barrier. But what is a wall? A wall is like a barrier. It can either be between you and some other person. It can be between you and a burglar that's trying to get into your yard or your house. And that wall can be there to help as in protection, which is, answers the next question, what is the purpose of it? Protection, or to keep people out. The same thing we do in our lives, in our Christian walks, or if you're not Christians, your wall is not repenting to Jesus. But if you're a Christian, the wall that you have in your lives is also hindering you from doing other things for Jesus Christ. For example, like the Berlin Wall, meant to keep people in, like a barrier, or keep people out. I don't know if you the sermon that, I don't remember the name of the guy that preached up here, but he talked about tearing down the walls. He shared about the Berlin Wall, and it's the same aspect of a wall, but just a physical one. Next, I want to talk about a shepherd. What is a shepherd to all of you? A rescuer? A leader? A guardian, a protector, a comforter? Are you a shepherd? All of you are supposed to be shepherds. Why? Because Jesus is our shepherd, which I posed in the last question. Is Jesus our shepherd? Yes, he is. See, David was all those aspects that I just described in his life. As you can see the picture of Jesus shepherding the sheep, so we also need to be like him. The lost sheep. Who is the lost sheep? We are. When we go astray, and even the lost. As you can remember back in Isaiah 53:6, where it said, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray, and each of us have turned to his own way." When we go astray, are we lost? What causes them to go astray or to be lost in the first place? I stress so much the importance of identifying who the lost sheep are around us. Which leads me to my next point of shepherding the lost sheep. In our lives, it is so important to shepherd those around you, your brothers and sisters, your family, but also to shepherd the lost ones that do not know Jesus Christ in their lives. And for those that are lost, it's so vital that the shepherd, you, finds them so they can have life and victory in Jesus Christ. I want to get back to the walls that we have in all of our lives. Why was I behind this wall right here? Reason why is that this wall represents all the walls that we have in our own lives. What are some of those walls? Well, as you can see, some of those walls are attitudes such as shyness, being stuck up, rudeness, anger, pride, and other stuff such as lust, pornography, envy, even being a liar, selfish, being lost, and also ignoring others and unforgiveness in your hearts. We all have walls in our lives, no matter who we are. And if we say that we don't, then we're lying to ourselves and we're lying to God. Do we see any of these walls amongst us, amongst the community, perhaps amongst our lives? I would say yes, we do. There's no way that the Barclay community could actually be like that. We're a Christian community. There's no way that we can have walls. But yes, we do. You want to know why? Because we're all sinners saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. That's why 2,000 and some years ago, He had to die on the cross for each one of you before you were born. He knew your names. He knew who you are. And He did it because He loved everybody. So how do we do that? How do we tear down the walls in our lives so we can reach out to the ones that are hurting, to the ones that are in the hospitals, the homeless, the people that don't know Christ, your brothers and sisters that have fallen? How do we do that? It's through God's strength in our lives. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, our life has no purpose. Our missionary purpose does not exist without Jesus Christ. And with Him, we are able to take that journey in helping others and sharing the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ with others. All of us have messed up and we have missed the mark in all of our lives. We have messed up down the road, no matter what it is. We have been shy around people. We have ignored others when they have passed you by in the hallway of saying hi to you and you don't respond. Or maybe on Facebook. I'm sure you all are familiar with Facebook. Others may not respond to you if you send them an email. That's what ignoring is. But maybe you've just plain rude to other people. Maybe you're prideful. An example I could use in prideful in my own life as a wall, maybe when I'm playing video games. And I may go up to Jared after I beat him in a video game, which right now is highly unlikely. I might say, "Hey, Jared, how about that win? You know, I was all over the field with my little digital players running all over you." That's a prideful attitude. You got to chunk that out the door. Or, for example, Jared and I were talking, and he was talking about, he mentioned vanity, and to mention his name. You know, maybe you're dealing with vanity. Maybe that's your wall in your life. Wondering, "Oh, I got to spend hours in the mirror and bathroom fixing my hair, or, you know, fixing my teeth or whatever. We all have them. And the bottom line is we need to chunk them out the door. I'm not going to point fingers at any of us that may deal with these walls. You already know who you are. You already know the walls that you have in each other's lives, or the walls that your friends have in each other's lives. That's why it's so important, as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we hold each other accountable in our daily lives and our daily walks. If we see a brother struggling with something, or a sister, that is our job to go up there in love, not hatred, not anger, but in love, and say, they just said hi to you, say hi to them. Don't ignore them. Or vice versa. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about the walls that are in our lives when it comes to following Christ, when it comes to listening and obeying to His commandments and reaching the lost for Jesus Christ? It just happens that I'm going to give you that opportunity this morning. I'm going to give you that opportunity to shed the walls that are from your lives. Maybe you have two. Maybe you have three. At this time, I'm going to ask that my ushers, they're going to pass out sticky notes. A little more than the symbolism behind this is that you'll write down the walls that you're dealing with. And during this time, I'll also play hopefully a YouTube clip of Give Me Your Eyes by Brandon Heath. And during this time, I also just want you to bask in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord, what walls do I have? Maybe you want to take a time of, you know, worship. Maybe you want to take a time of prayer and reflection while you're writing down the walls that you're dealing with. And then afterwards, the band will come back up, the worship band will come back up here, and you will be given that opportunity to tear down those walls in your lives. And during this time, I didn't want to leave the worship band out, but while the music video is playing, they'll have the opportunity. At this time, you will be given an opportunity to leave your walls with Jesus Christ. And ushers, if I could have your help once more, what we'll do is we'll start with from the back rows, and you'll come up. If you need to take time to pray at the altar, the altar's open. And then I will, after the song's over and everybody's come up here, I will go ahead and close with concluding remarks, and then we'll pray, but the prayer's going to be a little different. We're going to hold hands like a family, because we are family, and we work together as a family. And I'm going to hold it, and the representation or symbolism of holding it is Jesus is right there holding you and wants to take those walls from you.
As we close today, you guys take the time you need up here in front. As the rest of us leave, and as you go today, I just want to reiterate what our brother told us. Leave that stuff here. Don't take that with you. I mean, not just physically, but as you leave in your heart, leave that here and commit it to Christ. Go in peace.